Good afternoon, Halachic Chanukah to everyone. There's an interesting halacha that is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, it's a discussion that already begins in the Talmud, a very simple discussion. Is one permitted to go ahead and light from one Ner Chanukah to the next? Obviously, this particular discussion only comes up from the second night it on, but it's a simple question. Let's illustrate it with using candles. Let's say I use candles in my menorah. It's the fourth night of Chanukah. And instead of going ahead and using the shamash, the additional candle, I just want to light one candle from the next. Number four from number three, number three from number two from number one, or any variation of that. Are you permitted to kindle one Chanukah light from another? And in fact, the Gemara explains and the Shulchan Aruch codifies this as a matter of practical halacha, madlikin miner liner. One is permitted to light the Chanukah candle one from the other. The Shulchan Aruch goes into great detail. That's only one mitzvah candle from another mitzvah candle, but one could not, let's say, light a supporting candle, a shamish candle, from one of the Chanukah candles, even if it's used in order to light an additional Chanukah candle. But on a simple level, without delving into the complexities of the halacha of Jewish law, madlikin miner liner. One is permitted to go ahead and light one Chanukah candle from the other Chanukah candle. Rav Moshe Isserlist Rama points out that this is not our contemporary practice, but nevertheless, it is permitted. And I'd like to share with you two incredible lessons that come from this halacha. One, a lesson for ourselves, and the second, a lesson for our interpersonal relationships. The first is the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov explains that Madlikin Miner Liner teaches us a very important idea. You could kindle one candle from the next is to teach us the idea of continuity and consistency. You see, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of rededication. Chanukah is the time where we go ahead and we rebuild ourselves, rekindle our internal flame of inspiration. And for many of us, it is that inspiration which we struggle with day in and day out. I yearn to feel inspired. I want to feel inspired. And on occasions I do, but often day to day I don't. And the Baal Shem Tov says, let me tell you a secret. The secret to inspiration is consistency. You see, sometimes the problem is we're good on a Shabbos or good on a Yom Tov or an alternate Tuesday, but we don't keep up our spiritual consistency. You know, the rabbis instituted that we are supposed to daven three times a day. So we're talking between friends, so we'll be honest. It's hard to have kavana three times a day. It's hard to daven with proper concentration three times a day. And perhaps the rabbis didn't have in mind that we were going to have perfect kavana all of the time. Obviously, it's something we aspire to, something we try to build up to have beautiful, heartfelt concentration for every prayer. But even if I don't have that heartfelt concentration, davening three times a day creates a consistency. The buildup to passionate Judaism is found in consistency. Going through the obligations that God wants of me day in and day out, day after day after day, even though sometimes it doesn't feel special, and even though sometimes it doesn't feel ecstatic or spiritually uplifting, but holiness, spirituality, and passion is created through consistency. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that is the message, madlikin miner liner. If you want to continuously light candles, today's candle has to be kindled from the day before it. And yesterday's candle is kindled from the day before that. And tomorrow's candle is kindled by today. The goal is to keep the candle burning every single day. Sometimes the candle is but a mere spark or flicker of light. Other days, it's a raging torch of incredible spiritual passion. Can't always predict what the flame is going to look like day to day, but the goal is to keep up with your consistency. Madlikin miner liner. We light from one candle to the next, maintaining a consistency in our spiritual, in our religious, in our Judaic lives. But there's another lesson. This lesson comes from the great Tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev. And the Rebbe says, sometimes what we want more than anything is to raise an inspired family. I want to have a home that is alive with Judaism. I want to have a Shabbos table that is not just a nice time for everybody to catch up, which is beautiful, but there's a holiness, there's an energy, there's an neshama to it. I want to raise children who are going to love Hashem, who are going to love His Torah, who are going to love mitzvos. And the truth is, there are many strategies for effective parenting, and I'm sure many spiritual strategies for building inspired children. But says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the simplest strategy is, if you want to build inspired children, if you want to create an inspired family, if you want to build an inspired home, you must first be inspired yourself. Inspiration is contagious. Inspiration is like the fire that takes hold. And once it takes hold in a positive way, it could consume everything and light up everything around it. Says the Rebbe, this is the message. Madlikin miner liner. If you light your flame, you will be successful in lighting the flame of the person next to you. If you inspire yourself, you'll inspire your spouse, you'll inspire your children, you'll inspire your friends, your family, your community. The fire doesn't always take hold immediately. Sometimes it takes time for the embers to spread and the beautiful wildfire of spirituality to take hold. But madlikin miner liner, if we want to inspire the people around us, which all of us want to and have to do, the path to inspiring others starts with me. If I kindle myself, if I become passionate about my Yiddishkeit and my God, then my fire will spread to others. Two simple lessons for this fourth night of Hanukkah. One mantra, two lessons. Madlikin miner liner. We can light one candle from the next. Lesson number one, it's all about continuity. The pathway to spirituality, the pathway to passionate Judaism is paved with day-to-day consistent spiritual work. And lesson number two, if you want to ignite those around you, begin with igniting yourself. Madlikin miner liner. I can light from my candle to your candle. Only if my candle is lit can I hope to illuminate and share my spark with you. May we be zocha mirtz Hashem to internalize these lessons on this beautiful and sacred fourth night of Hanukkah. And may we be privileged to keep kindling the Hanukkah lights for many days ahead. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a lichtige Hanukkah.